No use to hold this, it does not on, huh? Yeah, thank you, Cece. Today we're going to look at the life of David to understand what it means to be a person after God's own heart.
今天我们一起来看大卫的故事，我们要怎么探讨怎么做一个合神心意的人。
First of all, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
第一个我们要来看撒母耳记上的16章的第7节。
Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人是看外貌，但是耶和华神是看内心的。
Acts 13:22.
然后在使徒行传的13章的22节这样说。
I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart.
我看到大卫，耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的，他遵行我所吩咐的。He
will do everything I want him to do.
他是遵行我旨意的人。One
of my neighbors has a large number of cars that are far more impressive than any of my other neighbors.
我有个邻居呢，他有很多名车。
He owns not one, but two BMWs.
他不只有一部，他有两部BMW.
And then he also owns two Mercedes.
他还有两台的奔驰.
In addition, he owns a Porsche SUV.
他甚至还有这个保时捷.
And then he has a large Lincoln Navigator SUV.
他还有一个是SUV型的.
Six luxury vehicles.
他有这么多的名车在他的车库
Far more impressive than any of my neighbors
没有一个邻居是像他这样子的
Now during the past year, I conducted a wedding where I knew the bride, Rachel, since she was a child
在过去的几年当中呢我有经历过许多的主持过许多的婚礼
Her parents had attended our church in San Francisco since they were teenagers
然后他们的父母呢，其实在三藩市，他们的孩子是正在青年的时候。In
fact, Rachel's mother had become a Christian through our church.
然后她成为基督徒来到，经过我们教会她成为基督徒。And
I actually had the privilege of conducting the wedding ceremony for the parents years ago.
然后其实我为他们的父母也证过婚。And
now I had the privilege of conducting the wedding for the daughter.
然后我现在又为女儿来证婚。The
only thing that tells you is that I'm getting pretty old.
这诉说一个事实就是我已经很老了。The
families of both Rachel's parents had impressive careers.
这个Rachel她的父母有非常光鲜亮丽的经历。Rachel's
father is an IT engineer.
他是一个IT的一个工程师。And
one of his brothers is a doctor.
然后他的兄弟是一个医生。The
mother is a physical therapist.
他母亲呢是一个物理治疗师。And
both of the mother's brothers are doctors.
然后他们父母呢都是医生。And
the sister used to be a TV newscaster in San Francisco.
甚至他的姐妹呢是在三藩市是做电视主播的。So
from a human perspective, both sides of the family have very impressive jobs.
所以呢，对我来说，他们的家族的职业就是让我留下很深印象。Most
of us would be proud to have a family like that.
可能在座也有人很希望有这样子的家族。But
in today's scriptures, the Bible says that God is not impressed with our outward characteristics.
但是今天我们所读的经文说，神不是看外貌的。Man
looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人是看外貌的，但是耶和华神是看内心的。
Why isn't God impressed with our career and our wealth?
为什么我们会看我们的职业这等等呢？
Because God gave us our intelligence and our abilities.
但是神是赐给我们的智慧，我们才拥有今天的。
He gave us the opportunity to get an education.
让我们有这个神所赐的智慧，我们才能有受到这样的教育。
He gave us the opportunities to pursue a career.
他给我们这样的机会呢，使我们可以进到我们现在的公司。
He gave us the opportunities to acquire wealth.
然后他给我们很多的机会，可以让我们赢得更多的幸福的生活。
Why should God be impressed with our outward qualities when He's given us all that we have to begin with?
为什么呢？为什么我一直有声音？我很受干扰啊。Sorry.
That's okay. The Bible says man looks at the outward appearance. The Lord looks at the heart.
我们说呢， 我们人是看外貌的，但是耶和华是看内心的。
Our hearts represent who we truly are as persons.
神是看我们真正的我们发自内心的。
God's heart represents who He truly is.
那神是看我们真正的一个为人是怎么样的。
So in practical terms, what does it mean for us to be a person after God's heart?
所以是看我们怎么做一个合神心意的人。
It means that we seek to have the mind of God.
所以我们必须要了解神的旨意到底是什么。
We want to understand the world as God understands the world.
我们要看这个世界就像是了解神怎么样看待这个世界。
It means that we seek to have the emotions of God.
所以我们了解神的心到底是如何。
We want to feel what God feels towards people and towards the world.
我们必须要来了解神的感受，对人对这个世界的感受是怎么样。
We seek to do the will of God.
我们需要遵行神的旨意。
We want to do what God wants us to do.
我们需要做神想要我们所做的事情。
Essentially, to be a person after God's heart means to put God first.
我们要说我们做一个合神心意的意思就是我们要把神摆在第一。
To be a person after God's heart means to want what God wants.
就表示说我们需要做神想要我们所做的事情。
To do everything God wants us to do.
做任何事情是神想要我们所做的。
In the book of Acts, I have found David a man after my own heart.
在圣经里面这样说，神说看大卫是合他心意的人。
He will do everything I want him to do.
因为他行任何他完全遵行我的旨意。
Today we're going to look at three stories about David in the Old Testament.
我们今天在旧约当中，我们一起来探讨大卫的三个故事。
And we will see four ways in which David is a man after God's heart.
然后我们怎么样看他有四样是如何遵行神旨意的方法。
The first story is in 1 Samuel chapter 30.
第一个呢是在撒母耳记上的三十章。
So 1 Samuel 30, the first six verses, 1-6.
在撒母耳记上三十章的一到六节。
The Bible tells us that King Saul has become very jealous of David's success and popularity.
因为他说扫罗王开始嫉妒大卫。
He wants to kill David.
甚至想要杀害他。
In his efforts to escape from Saul, David makes an arrangement with the Philistine king Achish.
在这时候呢，大卫他在跟这个非利士王征战。
He says, please allow my men and their families to settle in your territory, in the town of Ziklag.
那是逃到腓力斯说让我的家人待在你的地方。
There we will be safe from Saul.
这样子我们就可以逃避扫罗王的追击。
In return, we will pledge our loyalty to you.
当我们可以平安回去的时候，我会回报你。
We will serve you.
然后我们会侍奉你。
And so the king agrees.
所以这个腓力斯王就同意了。
On one occasion, when David and his men were returning to Ziklag, they find that the Amalekites have attacked the town.
那个时候呢，当大卫他们到了喜格拉的旷野的时候，发现亚玛力人来攻击他们。
They have seized everything of value and burned the town.
他们把所有财物都掳走了，而且焚上了那座城。
They have taken the wives and children of David and his men as slaves.
甚至把大卫和他手下的妻子儿女全部都带走了。
Verse 4 tells us David and his men wept aloud until they had no more strength to weep.
这时候圣经告诉我们，大卫和他的仆人呢，他们发现他们已经没有任何可以刚强壮胆的。
They felt deep grief and pain.
他们发现非常的他们很痛苦在那当中。
They are overwhelmed with anxiety for their families.
他们觉得非常的惶恐，因为他们家人被掳走了。
David's men have been intensely loyal to David for 10 years as they've been running away from Saul.
其实大卫在这个逃亡生活，他经过了10年这么长的时间。
However, this time in their distress, they begin to mutter against David.
但是呢，这个时候开始被追杀的危险。
What kind of leader is David to allow this to happen to us?
然后现在开始有人他手下开始说，为什么我们有这样子的人来领导我们？
Our possessions have been looted.
他说我们因为这样子，所以我们也都受害。
Our houses have been burned to the ground.
甚至我们的所有的东西都被烧尽了。
Our families have been taken away into slavery.
甚至家人都被掳走了。
We may never see them again.
我们都已经见不到我们的家人了。
If they had been killed, that would have been a fast, merciful death. Instead of slaves, they will be physically and sexually abused. They will die a slow, painful death.
然后就慢慢慢在痛苦当中死亡。
How could David have allowed this to happen?
都是大卫的错。
The Bible says David's men became very bitter.
然后说，大卫在这个当时候相当的痛苦。
This is a tense, dangerous situation.
这是一个非常危险的一个情况。
The men are on the verge of mutiny.
因为在这个时候呢是it's verge
of mutiny rebellion against
叛变。
这时候是他新经历了这个叛变的事情。
This is David's fault.
说这个是大卫的错。
He should have left a group of us in town to protect our home and families.
我们必须回去来保护我们的家人。
Let's kill David. Let's stone him.
甚至他们说，我们先杀了大卫，拿石头把他给打死。
The Bible says David was greatly stressed at all of this.
说这时候大卫在极其的悲伤痛苦当中。
Have you ever been greatly stressed by anything in your life?
你有没有经历过这样子的情况呢？
What do you do when everybody seems to be against you?
你有没有觉得周遭的人都在对付你？
What do you do when everything seems to be falling apart around you?
你甚至你觉得周遭事情就是不对劲。
Some of us might lash out like David's men.
甚至有可能有人这样子来攻击你，就像大卫的仆人一样。
David, why did you leave a band of men behind to protect our families?
都是因为你害得所以我们的家人变成这样子。
You're a poor excuse for a leader.
说你根本就完全没有足够的才能来做领导。
And like David's men, some people would panic under stress.
甚至他的手下有些人已经开始进入恐慌的状态。
They would act irrationally.
然后他们就开始有许多的行动出来了。
Some of David's men think that stoning him would solve the problem.
有人觉得说我只要用石头打死大卫就可以解决问题。
But this certainly wouldn't brought the families back to them.
但是这样子明显不能把他们家人带回来。
Under stress, some people might want to defend themselves.
甚至有人想要开始自我防卫。
Don't blame me, it wasn't my fault.
说不要找我，不是我的错。
You find somebody else to blame.
你最好去找别人。
But David did not do any of these things.
但是大卫没有做这样任何一件事情。
The Bible tells us David was greatly stressed.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，大卫在这里有极其的悲伤痛苦。
But he found strength in the Lord his God.
但是他在神当中重新找回了他的可以刚强。
He found strength in the Lord his God.
他在主里重新的得到刚强。
David wrote many of the psalms that are in the book of Psalms.
我们知道大卫写了很多篇的诗篇。
29 times David and other writers declare, "The Lord is my rock."
在诗篇当中有很多次，大卫都提到耶和华是我的磐石。
When everything is falling apart, God is the strong, solid place in which we can stand.
不论有周遭这种任何的遭遇任何的事情，但是神是他的避难所。
He is the person on which we can depend.
神是我们可以依靠的。
So instead of panicking, David seeks God's guidance.
所以在这个时候。
Six
God's guidance. Six guys.
And then he and his men began to pursue the Amalekites. They defeat them in battle and rescue their family and possessions.
然后把这些敌人打尽了，而且救回了他们的家人。
Presently, are you facing a crisis in your life?
现在你在你生活当中有没有这样极大的危机呢？
I hope none of you are as greatly stressed as David was.
我相信应该没有人像大卫经历过这么大的事情。
However, if you are experiencing stress as David did, will you find your strength in the Lord your God?
但是你能不能像大卫一样学习在神里面重新被刚强呢？
Also be sure to share your problem with your spiritual family. They are there to support you.
然后你也，请你也，把你的难处分享给你属灵的好朋友。
God does not want us to face our crises alone.
不会让我们成为一个孤单的状态。
At times in our life, all of us will face crises or extremely difficult circumstances.
在我们的生活当中，我们人生当中会经历许许多多的困难。
Research shows that 75% of Americans will experience a traumatic or super stressful event in their lifetime.
这研究报告说，报告说的有75%的美国人他们经历过许多的这种问题。
I imagine this would be also true in Japan.
我相信在日本的这诸位也是一样。
In these times of crises that will come upon us, let's remember how David handled his crisis.
但是每当我们遇到这种情况的时候，我们就要想起大卫是怎么样在这种处境当中。
Greatly stressed, he found his strength in the Lord, his God.
他在主里重新的被建造，被刚强。
Are we persons after God's heart?
是不是我们的心是朝着神的呢
？In times of crises, let's find our strength in the Lord.
我们在主里重新的被刚强。
The second story about David is found in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们在大卫的第二个故事呢，是在撒母耳记下的第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verses 12 to 20。
撒母耳记下的第六章的12-20节。
After David becomes king of Israel, he determines to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to the capital city of Jerusalem.
在大卫他成为以色列王之后，他决定把这个他决定迁都。
Here's a picture of the Ark of the Covenant.
他说这里呢，这里是说把约柜要拿回去他的首都。
The ark represents the presence of God.
因为这约柜就代表是神的同在。
And David wants to recognize the presence of God in their midst.
所以这个约柜就是代表神的同在在这里。
David personally leads the procession that brings the ark back into Jerusalem.
所以呢，他在这个时候就是要把约柜拿回去这个地方。
And as the procession enters the city, the verse 14 tells us David danced before the Lord with all of his might.
所以当约柜被运回来的时候，他说，大卫在这面前呢，手足舞蹈。
David's dancing expresses his joy.
他说他在跳舞，他在表现出他的喜乐。
He's so full of joy in God's presence.
因为他真的是非常的高兴，因为神的同在在这里。
He rejoices in all the ways that God has blessed him.
因为他知道神就会祝福。
So he's totally uninhibited in expressing his praise and just enjoying God.
所以他完全不顾自己的体面，他就是在那里的这样子快乐的、充满了喜乐的敬拜神。
David's joy comes because of his understanding of God's love and greatness.
他在这里，因为他知道神的同在是何等的美好。
It also results from his deep personal experience of God.
因为他也有许多的个人经历，他知道神的同在是重要的。
This is also true of us if we want to enjoy God.
这里像我们一样，我们怎么样享受沉浸在神的同在当中
？First of all, from God's word, we need to understand God's love and greatness.
第一个，我们需要了解神是何等爱我们，神是何等的伟大。
We need to understand His holiness and His power.
我们要了解神的圣洁和他的全能。
And when we do that, we say, "Wow, this is who God really is."
然后我们要知道，哇，在这里神真的与我们同在。
This is what He can do.
这就是我们所能做的。
This is what He is like.
这就是我们所能学习的。
But we need to go beyond just understanding.
我们就是需要了解学习这个东西。
We need to step out in faith in order to experience God in our lives.
我们必须在我们心眼当中学习来经历神。
Then we can say, now I don't just know God in my head, but I have experienced Him in my life.
所以现在我不是只有用大脑来了解，而是我亲身经历的这位神。
As a young Christian, I did not realize that God wants us to enjoy Him.
当我还年轻的时候，我还不了解怎么样去享受神的同在。
I only knew that if He is God, we must obey Him and we must serve Him.
我只知道我们要怎么样的敬畏神，我们怎么样的服侍神。
We need to worship Him.
我知道我要赞美神。
But I did not realize that God wants us to enjoy Him.
但是我不知道怎么样来享受神的同在。
This is true of human relationships.
这也同样的跟我们人际关系是一样的。
You don't just want your spouse or children or your siblings to obey you and serve you, do you?
你不希望你的家人或是朋友只是来一味的侍奉你而已。
Well, maybe some of you do.
也许你会这样想。
Yes, I want them to serve and obey me.
我说对，就是我要他们听我的话。
I want to tell them, get me a drink, and they run and get me a drink.
我说拿东西来给我喝，他们就应该拿来。
I want to say to them, clean the house.
我说，我叫他们打扫，他们就去打扫。
I want to say to them, drive me to the store. They drive you to the store.
我说我要去买东西，然后他们就开车带我去。
However, most of us don't want them to say, I'm obeying you and serving you out of duty.
但是我们希望我们周遭的人对待我们并不是出于义务的。
I'm doing this because I'm supposed to. I believe most of us want our family and friends to enjoy us.
我希望更多的家人都是因为喜欢跟我们在一起。
We want them to love us.
我们希望他们都爱我们。
We don't want them to relate to us in just a grim, dutiful way.
我们不要他们跟我们在一起只是因为为了遵守规矩或是守他们的责任。
Early in my life and marriage, I was too serious a person.
在我的婚姻初期当中，我是一个非常严肃的人。
I was even a grim person.
我就是一个非常震惊严肃的人。
I did not have a sense of humor.
我完全没有一点幽默感。
So occasionally, and in a pleasant way, my wife would refer to me as Grim Lim.
所以在这个时候，他们就叫我Grim Lim，就是很严肃的人。
And that phrase fit me very well.
但那个是对我来说是一个非常好的形容词。
But since then, I've considerably lightened up and learned how to enjoy life.
但是慢慢的，我就学会怎么样享受我的生活。
So I hope nobody thinks of me as Grim Lim anymore.
所以我希望现在已经没有人觉得我很严肃了。
Likewise, God does not want us to have a grim relationship with Him.
但是呢，神也没有希望我们给对他的关系是一个非常严肃的关系。
God wants us to enjoy Him.
神希望我们享受他的同在。
That's what heaven is going to be about.
这就是我们所要去领受的。
Experiencing God's love and loving Him back.
我们需要经历神，我们而且要爱我们的神。
Worshiping and serving Him. And enjoying God.
然后当然我们要享受神的同在。
David's wife Michal did not appreciate David's enthusiasm in worship.
大卫的妻子米甲，她并不喜欢看到大卫在当众这样跳舞。
Verse 16 tells us when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart.
圣经说，那米甲看到大卫这样子跳舞的时候，她就责备他。
This shows that Michal did not understand the greatness of God.
这表示米甲并不了解神是何等的伟大。
She has not experienced His presence and joy to any meaningful degree.
她不知道怎么样来表现出她的情感。
My prayer for all of us is that like David, we would experience the joy of the Lord.
我的祷告就是我希望像大卫一样，在神的面前充满了喜乐。
And that we could freely express that joy to Him.
然后我们可以充分地表现出我们对在神当中的喜乐。
As we said at camp, expressing something makes it more real.
然后这些呢，对我们来说都是很实际的。
So expressing our joy in the Lord's presence actually makes it more real to us.
所以呢，在我们在神表现出我们的喜乐，这是一个非常实际的事情。
Being a Christian is not just believing some things in our mind.
作为一个基督徒呢，并不是只是用我们的大脑去相信什么事情。
It's about experiencing God in our lives.
就是在乎如何我们去经历我们的。
It's rejoicing in His presence.
然后怎么样在神当中得到喜乐。
Are we persons after God's heart?
我们是不是一个遵行神旨意的人呢？
If so, during great stress, we depend on God.
是不是在这个痛苦当中，我们还学会依靠神呢？
And we have learned to enjoy God.
然后我们要学习怎么样享受神的存在。
The third story about David comes in 1 Samuel chapter 24.
大卫的第三个故事呢，写在撒母耳记上的24章。
1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 7.
撒母耳记上的24章的第1到第7节。
King Saul is trying to kill David.
这时候扫罗王他正在追杀大卫。
David has been a fugitive for many years, trying to avoid death at the hands of Saul.
大卫在逃亡生活，他已经逃亡很久了。
This chapter tells us of an occasion when Saul and 300 elite soldiers are pursuing Saul and his men, David and his men.
这时候说，扫罗带了一群的军马来追赶追杀大卫。
Now in those days, there were no gas stations or places where you could stop and use the bathroom, just like we did on the way to and from camp.
在那时候呢，没有什么加油站或是休息站让你中途去上厕所。
Saul feels an urgency, but he doesn't have a bathroom to relieve himself.
扫罗那时候其实已经很急了，但是他找不到地方去上厕所。
Can you imagine how undignified it would be for a king to relieve himself in front of everybody?
如果想象作为一个王，他怎么样去处理这件事情呢？
So he goes into a nearby cave for some privacy.
所以他跑到一个山洞里面。
It just happens that David and his men are hiding far back in that cave.
还是正好他去上厕所那个山洞呢，就是大卫和他仆人藏的地方。
David's men whispered, "What a great opportunity we have!"
大卫的仆人就在那说，哇，这个是好机会啊
！Now is our chance to kill Saul before he kills us.
就趁现在他杀我们之前，我们把他杀了吧。
How does David respond?
但是大卫怎么回答呢？
He says, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed."
他说，我不可以这样子对待一个神所高的人。
Or to lift my hand against him.
我没有办法对他下手。
David forbids killing Saul.
所以他说不可以杀他。
He says, "No, don't do this."
他说绝对不可以杀他。
God appointed Saul as king.
因为神已经高他为王了。
And in God's time, He will remove Saul from being king.
而且这个时机是掌握在神的手中，神会除掉他。
I will not take matters into my own hands.
我不要用我自己的手来解决这个事情。
I will wait for God's time and God's way.
我会等待神的最好的时机，来让神来做。
I order you, do not kill Saul.
我命令所有的人不准去动扫罗王。
Long ago, the prophet Samuel had anointed David to be the next king of Israel.
其实在那之前呢，这先知撒母已经告了大卫了。
Though it is God's will for David to become king, David will not take a shortcut to the throne.
因为神已经应许，已经告了大卫做王了，但是呢，大卫并不着急去走捷径。
He will not compromise himself morally or spiritually in his actions.
他在道德上或者在精神上，他都不会去对自己妥协。
Even if he has to remain a fugitive, he will wait for God's time and God's way.
即使他知道有一天他会做王，但是他还是等待神的时机。
Let me ask you all a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
Are you a patient person or an impatient person?
你是一个有耐心的人呢，还是没有耐心的人？
Let's just take a vote here. How many of you think generally you are a patient person? Can I see your hands?
请举手，如果你认为你是一个有耐心的人。
We have only one patient person.
只有牧师一个人。
You mean all the rest of you consider yourselves probably impatient?
所以你认为你是一个没有耐心的人吗？
How many of you would become impatient if you were being chased for 10 years by your enemy?
有多少人当你被追杀了这么很长一段时间还可以保持耐心？
Frankly, sometimes don't we get tired of waiting for God to act?
我们会不会常常等待，等待神，直到我们等累了
？God, when are you going to answer my prayer?
我神啊，你到底什么时候才回应我的祷告
？When you will you provide a satisfying job for me?
你什么时候才会满足我的需求
？When am I going to get a promotion?
什么时候我才可以升职
？When will I find that special person to marry?
什么时候我才可以找到我的结婚对象
？When will I experience healing in my life?
什么时候我才可以经历你的医治
？When will my relational conflict be resolved?
什么时候我这些人际关系才能得到改善
？Faith means asking God and then doing our part by acting in faith.
我们的信心就是说，我们不要以自己的想法，而是完全的交托给神。
Faith usually does not mean doing nothing.
信心并不代表我们不做任何的事情。
It does not mean God, you do it. It's your responsibility to meet my needs.
并不是说我们就在那边说神啊，那就交给你，我什么都不做了。
I'll just sit around until you provide.
我就坐在这边等着你来应允我。
God has given each of us initiative to act.
但是呢，神让我们去率先去做一些事情。
We are to do what we can.
我们必须要做我们能做的事情。
But then we are to leave the results in God's hands.
但是我们要将结果交在神的手中。
We are not to wear ourselves worrying about it.
我们不要为这个结果去忧虑。
After we've done what we can, we trust in God.
一旦我们去做了，我们就完全的交托给神。
We let Him provide in His time.
我们交托给神，让神完成他的工作，在最适当的时候。
Just as he did in David's life.
就像大卫这样。
We should not get impatient and run ahead of God.
我们不要因为等不及了，我们就跑在神的前面。
We should not take matters into our own hands like David's men told him to.
我们不要想用自己的方法去解决事情，就像大卫的仆人一样。
We should not compromise biblical standards of behavior because we get so impatient and tired of waiting.
我们也不能因为等不及了，我们就用自己的方法去解决事情。
On the other hand, we must not run behind God.
还有另外一个就是我们不要落后在神的后面。
Sometimes we fear to act when God wants us to act.
有时候我们恐惧说去做神所要我们做的。
Because what God wants us to do is so difficult.
因为我们怕说神所吩咐的是多么难的一件事情。
We make excuses for not doing what God wants us to do.
我们找很多借口不去做那些神要我们所做的事情。
Perhaps the time has come for some of you to become involved in some kind of ministry in the church.
也许有一天神会呼召你，我做宣教的事工。
Or perhaps you are now ready to take some kind of leadership responsibility.
或者神要让你在做领导的位分上面。
Maybe you are ready to develop meaningful relationships with non-Christians, like we were talking about at camp.
也许神呼召你去对那些非基督徒去更多的传福音。
Perhaps it's time for us to honor our spouses, like we were talking about at camp.
或者是神跟我们说，你要好好的对待你的另一半。
I was excited to hear about Rena's testimony yesterday at camp.
我很高兴，我昨天听到在营会当中的见证。
She told me that she really loved her job.
她说她非常的热爱她的工作。
But she also felt God was calling her to Bible college.
但是呢，知道丽萍，她也了解神，呼召她到神学院。
And with two children to take care of, it would be very difficult to have a full-time job and to go to Bible college.
但是呢，这是非常困难的，就是又要去读神学院，又要照顾孩子。
Yet she felt God wanted her to quit her job and enroll in Bible college online.
但是呢，神又呼召她离开她的工作。
Humanly, she did not want to give up her job.
神甚至会让我们离开我们的工作。
Some people are happy to quit their job. They just hate it and are very happy to get away.
有些人其实很喜欢离开他们的工作。
But Rena said she loved her job.
但是当一个人喜欢他的工作的时候，这是困难。
But she also wanted what God wanted her to do.
但是他知道神是怎么样，希望他怎么做。
Perhaps the time has come for us to take a bold step of faith for God as an individual.
这是我们要增强每一个个人，我们要增强我们信心的时候。
Perhaps the time has come for the church to take a bold step of faith.
我们需要在这个时候往踏出的信心更多一步。
God wants us to act beyond what is humanly possible.
神要我们去超过这些人所能做的事情。
Then God releases His power to work through us.
当我们相信的时候，神就会赐下他的全能来。
Why should God fill us with His Spirit?If we're only doing what is humanly possible,
如果我们只做人所能做的事情，那为什么神要用他的灵来充满我们？
Imagine if each of us were to try to do what is humanly impossible for God.
我们要做那些是我们人的力量没有完成的事情。
Then we would all be filled with God's Spirit.
然后神就会用他的灵来帮助我们。
The Bible says the Spirit is given to those who obey Him.
神说他的灵是赐给那些相信他、尊敬他的人。
What a difference in the world we would make for God！
顺服的人就会得到神的灵能充满我们。
In Acts, the man after God's own heart, he will do everything I want him to do。
在使徒行传这样说，当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他就会做我所要他做的事情。
May God be able to say that each person in Sunshine Church is a person after my heart.
所以在在在
在 each person，
帮助在我们教会的人，每个人都能成为合神心意的人。
They will do everything I want them to do。
所以我们都会做神所要我们所做的事情。
As David, we must not run ahead of God。
大卫他没有跑在神的前面。
But we must also be careful not to run behind God。
那我们也不要落后在神的后面。
We need to act when He calls us to act。
我们需要呢，我们的付出行动就要神要我们做的时候。
My personal problem in acting was to reach out and care about people.
我个人的问题呢，就是去很难去接触每一个人。
Because growing up, I was extremely shy.
因为在我成长的过程中，我是一个很害羞的人。
None of you here are shy, right?
我相信
You're all friendly and outgoing, right?
我相信在座没有一位是害羞的人。
Or maybe some of you identify with me.
或许有人也许跟我一样。
Anyway, growing up, I was extremely shy, and even into young adulthood, I was extremely shy.
我真的是非常害羞的，即使是跟年轻人在一起。
You would definitely call me an introvert.
Introvert.
内向。
我是一个非常的内向的一个人。
And in addition, I had low self-esteem for many years.
其实我在在很多年我都很没有自信。
This made me even more shy.
所以让我更加的不好意思，更加的害羞。
Consequently, I acted very awkwardly in social situations.
所以我在在大众场合之下呢，我都是非常小心的做事。
I could relate comfortably only to a few people.
我觉得我只能跟几个人稍微有一点交流。
The God's Spirit began showing me that Christians need to love and serve people.
但是神不断的告诉我说，作为一个基督徒，我们要去服侍人。
Instead of avoiding them.
不是要逃避人。
But following Jesus required me to drag myself out of my comfortable cave of isolation.
但是神呢，把我从这个我认为舒适的环境把我拉了出来。
It required me to take initiative in reaching out to people.
让我可以更多的去接触很多的人。
This was a hard decision that I had to make over and over again.
这是一个非常难的一个决策，让我每一次都要经历这个。
I struggled within myself again and again.
我的心有很大的挣扎。
One part of me argued this way.
我可能会这样子。
No, I don't want to do this.
说我不想做了。
I don't want to come out of my cave.
我不想从我的舒适的窝出来。
I don't want to reach out to people.
我不想去接触任何人。
It's just too hard.
这是对我来说太难了。
However, another part of me said this.
但是里面有另外一个我这样子说。
I know God does not want us to avoid other people.
神啊，我知道你不想让我去逃避任何人。
We're supposed to love them.
我需要去爱他们。
So I'm going to relate to people whatever it takes.
所以我需要去跟人建立关系。
So for years, I had to force myself to reach out to people as an act of obedience, not because I wanted to.
所以当我学会强迫我自己去接触更多人，并不是我自己想要这样做。
I have to admit, sometimes fear got the best of me, and I retreated back into my cave.
其实我承认，很多时候我还是想要回到我那个舒适的窝里面去。
But slowly, it became easier to relate with people.
但是慢慢的，我觉得越来越容易，我可以去接触更多的人。
Finally, it became natural.
然后现在变得很自然的一件事。
Eventually, I even enjoyed relating to all kinds of people.
甚至我现在甚至喜欢跟很多不同的人去接触。
And I found that relating to people is one of the great joys of life.
我发现跟很多人接触是对我来说是个极大的喜乐。
I was missing out.
我之前错过了这些喜乐的事情。
Now I can more effectively serve God by relating with people.
但是我现在可以更有效地来服侍神，因为我可以乐于接触别人。
I can more effectively minister to people and serve as a spiritual leader.
然后我可以更多的做我们的传福音宣教的工作。
Imagine what kind of minister I would have been if I had repeatedly ignored the leading of the Holy Spirit to do the hard thing.
想象如果我没有照着神的心意去做，我没有照着神没有。照着神心意去做的话，
In terms of serving God, my life would have been largely wasted.
那我就会浪费很多的光阴在那里。
Years later, I became a professor at the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. Years later, I became a professor.
Okay. 后来我成为这个神召会的一个教授。
And I have frequently taught courses on relationships to masters and doctoral students.
那我还有很多机会去接触这些硕士或者博士生。
I say this simply to show how far God has led and enabled me in the area of relationships.
我说这个是神怎么样的改变我，让我去成为一个接触人的。
If we are willing to obey, God will enable us.
如果我们愿意去顺服的话，神就会帮助我们。
God has called us to love and serve Him by loving and serving others.
神让我们去更多的是爱人。
In a nutshell, that's really what it means to live the Christian life.
所以我们要知道，真正做一个基督徒，我们生活该是怎么样
？Loving and serving God by loving and serving others.
我们要爱神，服侍神；我们要爱人，服侍人。
What is God calling you to do?
神今天向你所说的是什么
？Who is He calling you to serve?
神要你去服侍谁呢
？What actions is He asking you to take?
是什么样的行动？神今天要你去做呢
？Step out in faith.
要跨出那信心的一步。
No matter how difficult it seems，
不管那是多困难的一件事。
No matter how great the challenges seem，
不管你觉得是对你来说多大的挑战。
Remember, we should not run ahead of God。
我们不要跑在神的前面。
But neither should we run behind God because of fear and because of the difficulties involved。
我们也不要因为害怕或者是对这些困难我们恐惧就跑在神的后面。
So let's look at our hearts. In times of delay, are we willing to wait for God's time?
我们要去等神的最好的时机。
When God calls us to act, are we willing to act?
当神说你该去做的时候，我们是不是马上就去做？
To do whatever it is that God wants us to do.
做任何事是神要我们所做的事。
This is what it means to be a person after God's own heart.
这就是怎么做一个合神心意的人。
So today we've seen four ways in which David was a person after God's heart.
所以我们今天的看大卫有四个样式，他怎么样来顺服神。
In times of great stress, he finds his strength in the Lord.
即使他在极大的痛苦当中，他还是从神那里被刚强了。
In his life and worship, he learns to enjoy God.
然后第二个就是他也充满喜乐的来敬拜赞美神。
In times of delay, he learns to wait for God's timing and God's way.
然后在时机还没来到的时候，他等候神去做工。
But David acts when God wants him to act.
但是他又采取立刻的行动，当神要他去做的时候。
In summary, Acts 13:22 tells us that in every situation, David does what God wants him to do.
在《使徒行传》这样子说，大卫他做任何事是神要他去做的事。
Today, are some of you facing serious stress in your life?
今天在我们当中有没有人在经历极大的痛苦呢？
Maybe nobody even knows about it, but you know that you're struggling with stress and anxiety.
也许你周遭没有人知道，但是也许只有你自己知道。
Instead of trying to trust in your own resources, will you turn to God and trust in Him?
我们不要相信自己靠自己的力量，而是要把一切交托给神。
Like David, will you find your strength in the Lord your God?
就像大卫，他如何在困难当痛苦当中得到刚强？
Number two, will you worship and live your life with joy and enthusiasm?
那第二就是我们要学会来敬拜赞美神，充满了喜乐来赞美神。
Don't be grim like I used to be.
不要做一个太严肃的人。
But enjoy God.
但是我们要享受神的同在。
Are you experiencing a delay in response to your prayers?
你有没有觉得你的祷告怎么一直没有被应允呢？
You need for God to do something, but there seems to be no response.
你很焦急的想要神为你做事，但是好像神都没有回答你的祷告。
Are you willing to wait for God's time and way?
你愿不愿意继续的等待神的最美好的时机呢？
However, we also need to be careful not to run behind God when He wants us to act.
我们也不要落后在神的后面，当他想要我们去采取行动。
What God wants you to do is difficult, and you're afraid to do it.
神要我们做的事情，也许你觉得是很困难的一件事。
It will cost you too much.
你觉得哇，这是要很花钱的一件事。
Will you take a step of faith and do what God is calling you to do?
但是我们要踏出那信心的一步。
The Bible says He will do everything that I want Him to do.
圣经说大卫他做任何事是神所要他做的。
Even if it's humanly impossible.
即使我们觉得在人这是很难做的事情。
Then God's Spirit can fill us and work through us.
但是靠着神的灵加添我们力量。
A powerful spirit-filled church is one that acts when God wants it to act.
充满圣灵的力量呢，我们就可以去做那些神要我们完成的事情。
Let's be men and women after God's heart.
我们要做一个合神心意的。
Let's be a church after God's heart.
我们要成为一个合神心意的教会。
In every circumstance, let's do everything He wants us to do.
然后我们要做任何的事情，只要是神希望我们去做的。
我想我们在与神同行的经历当中，从不同的弟兄姐妹的身上都可以学到许多宝贵的功课。我常常讲，我们第一步要与神和好。今天他早上的主题的一个问题，要与神和好。平安，要有这个平安临到我们的同在当中。那第二步，我们就是要与神同行。与神同行是一个艺术，等候神是一个艺术。神要我们停在那儿，你再急也不要有，等候，享受在每一步里头，这是非常重要的一个环节。那另外一方面，我们必须要。不是神，遵循神的大使命。无论我们在哪儿，回到国内，还是在教会，投入服事， 经历很多的阳光的儿女，他们在国内，在福州啊，在这个上海、北京，你想象那个，我们不认识他们的，因为的那些牧师他们的教会，因的我们的人回去把敬拜带进去。他们现在今年要庆祝20周年的教会的敬拜20周年，要求我们，希望我们能够参加，而是我们教会带进去福州，而他们另外一个牧师是我们教会回去，然后参加神学院，在那边管财务，现在做他们的牧师之一。那这些像滚雪球一样的，当我们认识神以后，与神同行，就参加教会，等候神，时候到兴起来，成为一个助理牧师，在那里帮助立夫牧师能够来服侍神。那今天我们要谢谢 Dr. Lin 来给我们很好的信息，一个挑战，要我们要好好的为主而活，找出生命的意义，最崇高的生命意义方向，找出神要我们做什么，我们的恩赐是什么，我们能做什么，然后我这一生的方向是什么。1972年，我常讲的回头过去都是神恩典。1972年，神要我们到中国去，台湾的怎么可能去，在那个时代里，在文化大革命的时候，怎么可能？他们欢喜快乐，哇！我们蒙召就要到中国去，而是我们的目标，我们的方向。我找到了一个崇高的方向，生命的意义。然后在那儿不能进去，我装备不能进去，我在那边开教会，在欧洲一个、两个、三个，然后到美国继续开教会，还是不能进去。然后呢，你们又到这儿来，神一步一步的起身，一步步的带。等候神是个艺术。弟兄姐妹，今天大卫他被称为最讨神神喜悦、合神心意的一个君王。巴不得我们立定心志，从现在开始，你们还年轻的时候，羡慕你们立定心志。累一点心思，等候神，清楚知道生命的方向，然后往那个方向去奔跑。每一步路不清楚的等候神，一清楚了不要等，清楚了立刻行动，不要再等候。那种等候就是浪费生命，浪费光阴。我们不清楚的等候，留在那里。就像我们弟兄姐妹们在这儿啊，会遇到重大的问题，婚姻的问题，或者是回国的问题，这是比较重大的，必须要学会等候的意思。然后你会清楚知道神的心意，每一步路走错了，可能要浪费几年的光阴走过来。等候神，等候神有的时候不太清楚，要进食祷告。等候神需要弟兄姐妹彼此带祷，所以团契的生活，我们教会，耶稣说我要建造我的教会，神的国度全面，神的心意启示真理教导就在教会里头，透过一个弟兄，透过一个节目显明神的心意。所以弟兄姐妹们，我们非常感谢神，我们彼此需要，我们在海外的地方，异国他乡，神为我们预备了这美好的神的家。回想过去，从1986年第一个新年营会，1985年暑假来的，我们没有等，半年以后就开了第一个营会，因为有这个需要。然后那几年几乎每年有4-5次营会，一年的那在营会里头蒙恩典，被装备，生命的充满，哇！然后装备好，无论到哪儿去，都可以被神使用。感谢主，让我们能够再次透过大卫王，合神心意的君王，他的等候的艺术，他的服侍神的艺术， 他竭力奔跑的耶稣，面对危险还能够等候的耶稣，寻求神的心意。同学们，巴不得我们能够抓住这一点，无论你干嘛是得胜，做事业也是一样。我相信神来你跟我们要求。Well, once again, thank you so much, Dr. Lin. Thank you very much. Wow. You leave your wife coming 20-some hours until now. And do your best. Pour out your life to our young people here. That's something. They will not be the same. Thank you so much. Appreciate very much.Thank you for us. Thank you. 下面师母过来，那个东西拿。啊，好。
我都拿来收东西了。
好。那我们先送礼物。
来，来了。保平好。
拿过来。师母的脚不太方便。好，谢谢。这是什么？
那是有人私下送他的茶叶，抹茶。
他的脚也不太方便，我还是下来吧。Okay, yeah, this one is the three. There's two.And you know this guy, you know this guy. Yeah, 1,000元though. Yeah. 1,000元, I don't know. 1,000元 deal. This guy, the scientist that wrote. Yeah. And you're cheap. This is very expensive. Yeah.
Now I should
go out and go out and start. It's an area of the town. So these are the two, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And this is a token of love. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
昨天有生命水涌流，更新你自我。在你宝座前，是我藏身处，你必得救。
Yeah.
主，我们需要你的能力浇灌在我们的身上，充满我们，天天充满我们，好像我们能够活出基督的光彩来，好像我们能够有能有力的把你的福音传扬出去。我们再一次的奉主耶稣基督的圣名，主要的祝福阳光教会的每一个家庭，每一个家庭，主要让每一个您的儿女们、孩子们在你的面前蒙恩典。我们耶稣基督的圣名，一家一家一家的，主啊，都成为一个美好的、幸福的、基督化的家庭。主，我们感谢你，好像我们的邻居朋友能够看到神果然就在我们的教会当中。谢谢耶稣。主，我们需要你天上的能力，从我们的住在的地方，从教会，从我们的家中，把你的荣耀的福音传出去，给我们能力，给我们恩典，给我们机会。谢谢耶稣。我们再一次来吧，把他们的灵仰望在你的手中，求主保守看顾，主啊，加添心里给他恩待他，他明天就要回到美国去，保守他沿路上天使天君四位围绕看顾，保守恩待祝福，直到他平安的回去，与他的妻子能够在一起见面，数算神的恩典，荣耀荣耀的归给你。谢谢耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是在恩待的祝福我们，让我们在你的面前继续在你的同在当中为主而活。主啊，感谢你，祝福我们这两次的十一奉献金钱，在你面前能够加上祝福，感谢主，荣耀的归给你。奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。